Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about our good friend Don Fotopoulos. I know, I'm excited too. Don's back. Don Fotopoulos, ladies and gentlemen, founder of HiddenProfitProfit.com, also founder of DF Consulting, associate professor of business at King's College, author of a book that you need to have on your desk, not on the shelf, on your desk, Accounting for the Numberphobic, a survival guide for small business owners, and it truly is, folks. Don Fotopoulos, welcome back to the show.
Oh, it's so great to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you here, as always. So you bring new research.
I do, and J.P. Morgan Chase has an institute here in New York, and they just came out with some research. They're the only ones that ever did this research, Jim. It's fascinating. They pulled over 500,000 small businesses. They looked at millions of transactions, and they figured out 25%, are you ready for this? 25% of small businesses do not have enough cash for the next 30 days. 50% of small businesses have barely enough cash for 30 days, and then the rest, you know, are lumped in. 25% have enough cash for longer than 30 days, but that could be 40 days or more. But what that means is half of our business base is living basically hand-to-mouth every month.
Say those numbers. I want you to say those numbers again a little slower.
Okay. So 25%.
Folks, this is going to be on the test, folks. Go ahead.
One out of four small businesses do not have 30 days of cash. Okay? They have 2 weeks of cash. One quarter. These are the ones that are surviving, Jim.
Those
you
are the
and
good,
I have had a lot of conversations.
Ones. Those are the good ones, right?
These are the ones that haven't gone bankrupt yet, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But they're right on the verge. 2 weeks, one quarter. Another 50% have 1 month. So 75% of our small business base that is driving whatever we have that's alive in our economy, 75% of them have 30 days or less in operating cash. This is not a problem. This is a crisis. And J.P. Morgan Chase Institute came out with the numbers just recently. It was just published.
And you know, I'm going to tell you something. This might sound harsh. I don't think those numbers. I think those numbers are conservative.
Optimistic. Oh my God.
Optimistic is what I meant to say. I think those numbers are optimistic. I think, and God bless you, everyone. I wouldn't tell J.P. Morgan exactly what my cash picture was either. I don't think it's that good. I'm afraid to say this.
No, but here's the thing, Jim. They have a lot of data because
Let me say this. I will say this. I believe that cash picture for small businesses that survived 2008 is better than they were prior to 2008. I do believe, I've said this, I do believe that the financial position of companies are better today. They're better balance sheets. But that part about 30 days of cash, that's, you know, 50% with 30 days of cash?
Yeah, 25%. Oh, 50% 30 days or more. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And what was the other number?
25%, one quarter, have 2 weeks.
Yeah, yeah, 2 weeks.
And that's it.
Yeah.
2 weeks. I mean, 2 weeks, 14 days. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
You know how many sleepless nights are going on out there, right? 30 million small businesses in the United States. And
mm-hmm.
a quarter of them have 2 weeks of cash? Figure
mm-hmm.
that out. What is that? 6 million?
Yeah.
Right? Small business owners are biting their fingernails. I mean, this is not a problem. It's just terrifying. And one of the things that I did in accounting for the Numberphobic is I spent three chapters on cash flow, basic cash flow disciplines, Jim. I mean, I cannot tell you how many times I've gotten up in front of large groups of small business owners. I spoke in Paradise Island, as you know, at the Woodard events, the Scaling New Heights
mm-hmm.
events back in May, and there were 3,000 accountants there, right? 3,000 bookkeepers, accountants, And I said, how many people send statements to your business owners? They all raised their hand. I said, how many of your business owners open those statements every month, read them, and understand what they're saying? And all I got was laughter.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, they don't know how to. Most don't know how to manage with them. Of course, I'd just be happy if they got statement, if they got financial statements. But what? Let's quickly, before we go to a break, why do you think that number, that cash number, is so troubling?
Okay. Are you ready for this? Are you sitting down?
Yeah.
Because most small business owners don't invoice their clients. Or they don't invoice them on a regular,
there
on a
it is, folks.
Basis.
It's not because you're not managing well, or you're not. Maybe it may not be because she's saying it's not because you're not getting enough gross profit, although that could be part of it. But you very well may not be invoicing. Of course, that's the B2B folks. We're talking about the B2B folks, not the B2Cs. Hold on to that thought, Donna. I need your website, please.
Website hiddenprofitprofit.com.
All right, so check it out. We're going to take a quick break. Talk some more about this after these messages. Stay with us.
Arriba y arriba, y arriba y arriba, con mi cerebro.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.